A few podcasts ago, the subject of Alternative 3 came up. Alternative 3 was first broadcast by ITV in June 1977. Its original air date, April the 1st, was delayed due to industrial action. That date, obviously, is important to the whole broadcast, and was explicitly recognised during the end credits, although the show itself went out in June instead. Produced by Anglia Television as part of their Science Report strand, the programme purported that due to the brain drain in Britain during the 1970s, a number of scientists were going missing or dying mysteriously. There one day, gone the next. What is also interesting is that it gathers together during the whole of the po-faced broadcast a number of conspiracy theories under one roof. There is talk about climate change and severe droughts affecting a lot of the planet. The title Alternative 3 was given because the powers that be had three different ideas to the way forward for the Earth to get out of the climatic changes. One was to reduce the Earth's population, the second to build giant underground bases for officials and a cross-section of the government, and the third to repopulate Mars. Indeed, as the conspiracy net goes deeper, we find that one missing scientist, presumed dead, had passed on a videotape that, viewed on normal machines of the time, consisted of nothing but static, but on closer examination appeared to show a lander arriving on Mars in 1962. Later on, the producers of the programme defended it by claiming it was all a joke. But the whole production is incredibly po-faced in its setup. There are no humorous asides, or indeed set pieces to suggest dramatic licence, although to be fair, there are a number of actors within it who are quite recognisable. Ghostwatch, a similar programme from the BBC in 1992 that was also purported to be showing true but live events, and was also pre-recorded drama. It did give a number of visual clues to its true desire to scare the population witless. These sort of things are nothing new. Orson Welles scared America in 1930 with his War of the Worlds production. But there's something hidden within the fiction of Alternative 3 that's interesting, and viewed in the knowledge we have now in 2010, something that appears true to our psyche. Available on DVD, it is worth viewing because it is prophetic in a number of ways, and indeed touches on conspiracy theory at a time after the Watergate scandal, but obviously before the likes of David Icke and Alex Jones came on the scene.